Hey, listeners out there. Hey, welcome to our podcast again, The Brand and the Source. This is Coach EJ, The Brand.
Coach Aaron, The Source. Be sure to follow us on our YouTube channel as well. You can see this episode and many others. And you can also find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Cool, cool. Aaron, today, subject. Hey, you're a junior in high school and not starting on varsity, or you're on JV, and is it too late to play collegiate athletics? You know, what do you think about that, man? I mean, you got a lot of these juniors that aren't starting, or they're on JV and they think it's over.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of different factors, but you know, those athletes, when they come to me, I tell them there is no tomorrow. That's the first thing I tell them. You have to act like there is no tomorrow. And legitimately, you might be on JV for political reasons. We all know what happens with teams and coaches and those sorts of things. But you also have to take an honest look at yourself and say, hey, am I not playing because of my skill set? Because these coaches want to win. And
right.
The best way you can insulate yourself from politics is to be good at what you do, to be invaluable. Because they may not like you, but if you can help them win, they're going to play you.
They're going to love you.
Exactly. So my feeling is if you're probably on JV, it's probably because, you know, they don't see that you have the skill set. And that's subjective on team sports, but
it is.
You know, that's just the landscape that you have to compete in.
Interesting, Aaron, today, because last night I had an athlete say this to me. He's a junior. He says, Coach, I may not get the reps on varsity. I may not get my 50 to 70 at bats I'd like to get. Should I go play JV and get reps? He goes, what should I do? You know, and I said, well, you know, what are your goals? First I asked him, what is your goal? What's your end goal? He said, I want to play college baseball. I said, great. Okay. How do you attain that? What's the best thing on the short term end? Is it to get the reps here now? On JV, or is it to go on varsity where you're not going to get as many reps, but you're going to practice, see the competition level, get ready for the summer because the caliber of play and the speed of play? I said, you have to evaluate that. You know, how are you going to be recruited? Right. What's your best way of being recruited and being prepared for the summer or even during the high school season? So I gave him some food for thought. I said, you know, we don't have to have an answer right now. Like, I want you to think about that over the weekend. And then we'll talk about the beginning of next week or at the end of the weekend and think what's best for you in terms of moving forward, you know. And you're a conscientious athlete here, right? Knowing what he needed to try to achieve. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's just kind of divide into this section. So that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think you hit a key point. You said, you know, what is your goal? And I think that is going to depend on every athlete's going to be different. So say, right, for instance, you have an athlete, and the reason why you said that, it comes to mind of, we have an athlete right now who plays football. I think baseball is a secondary sport, but he, mm-hmm, really is starting to like it. And right. And so his IQ, technical or skill IQ for that sport isn't that strong. So he's a junior, so maybe playing JV and getting those reps will, mm-hmm, help to kind of, you know, it'll be help to do the remedial work to get him up to speed, and then hopefully he makes varsity the next year. But you know, it's not a physical thing for him. He's got a physical skill set or an athletic skill set, but he doesn't necessarily have the sport IQ. And right, so getting more of those reps at JV, I think, might help round him out, even though it may not be at the level of varsity.
Varsity, right.
Lots of time, yeah. And again, it depends on, you know, what's your landscape look like after the high school season. You know, what are your opportunities? Can you make up those reps during the summer? So maybe you do go varsity, maybe not get a lot of playing time, but you know that in the summer, I'm going to get a lot of playing time. So right, it's not that matter. So it's, you know, maybe do it instead of here, do it now, do it later.
Right. I think you said you hit the head, you know, the the hammer on the head there, and you said it depends on the athlete. You know, what kind of athlete is it? You know, and they're what they're going to get at, what their plan is at the end of the day. I remember we had this athlete years ago, Aaron, and he played JV his junior year, played maybe a third of the time on varsity. He ended up getting recruited by going to some showcases, a little letter that we pointed him to. He ended up going to Pepperdine and ended up having a four-year career at Pepperdine and starting his last 3 years. And this guy played JV baseball his junior year and played a third of the time his senior year. But he knew his goals, you know. He knew how to prepare himself. He worked really hard. But it's different for every player. Right. You know, you can't be sold on just because you're a junior, you're not playing varsity or you're on JV, it's over. You said it that, you know, there's no time. You've really got to immerse yourself into what you need to do and believe. I think the key, you have to believe in what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're in that situation, believe it and stick to it. Don't listen to what people say like, oh, you can't do that. Why are you wasting your time? No, if you truly believe in your heart and you're doing everything in your power to prepare yourself to get to that collegiate level, then go for it. Don't let anybody hold you back. That's your thinking.
Exactly. And if you need some inspiration, listen to our podcast, Bet on Yourself.
That's right. Bet on yourself.
And there's another scenario also I think we need to talk about, because I've had this, you know, a few times in the years that I've been working and training with athletes, is those athletes who are sentenced to JV purgatory. What I mean by that is those guys who are, you just, for whatever reason, you're not going to go up, whether there's just a wall of talent in front of you, whether the coaches don't recognize your abilities, whether, you know, whatever it is. And at that point, you got to make the hard decision. Do I stay with this and play my high school season out? And you guys got to remember, though, because most of the time when you're playing, you're not necessarily developing. When you're competing, you're not always developing. Or do I hit that ejector button and not play high school ball anymore? And I've had athletes do that who've immersed themselves in their training and their working out, and they immerse themselves in their play with their clubs and really diligent, and have moved on to play at D1, D2 schools.
Right.
You know? So, but those athletes bet on themselves. Ooh. And they did what they needed to do to make that transition. Because again, if it's a toxic environment on that baseball team, all you're doing is killing time. I mean, if you're out there and you're a senior and you're playing JV ball, well, and you want to get recruited, well, are you going to really get recruited at a JV game? You've got to ask yourself, you know, I don't know. So where are you most likely going to get recruited? That summer playing your travel ball.
Yeah.
So it behooves you to get as prepared as you can for that summer season. So that may mean not playing JV ball, which burns those hours during the week that you can be training, working with a private coach, you know, doing some things on your own. And yeah, you may not be getting the reps, but if the reps isn't your issue, then that might be an option. I've seen it work out for a lot of kids. And I've seen kids kind of have that, it's almost like that pressure is taken off of them, because now they're not waiting for that other shoe to drop in terms of, am I going to get to play? Am I going to get to play this week? Am I going to get to play this week? Am I get to play this week?
Right.
And going through that, sometimes it's torture for them, knowing that, hey, you know what? I got a path. And now, not everything is foolproof, but at least you have a path that you're working towards it, and you have a plan, versus this whole kind of, you know, roll of the dice, by the good graces of, you know, the coaches and the coaching gods for you to get an opportunity. And, you know, that's kind of another way, or another way to look at it.
Yeah, that's a difficult thing, Aaron, because I've seen players where, you know, they've gone up to varsity in their junior year and they know they're not going to get a lot of reps, and guys get 4 at-bats, you know, 5 at-bats, 6 at-bats, no field time. And they go back to their club team or their travel ball team in the summer, and they're rusty for a month. You know, that's half the season's gone. Remember the summer season's only really 8 to 9 weeks, and it happens quick. And maybe their opportunity to be seen by some people that can make some decisions on their future, and they're not real good. Then that's, you know, that's their mindset about that player. Right. So the idea of going down the JV and getting the reps and staying sharp and developing is huge, because, you know, sitting on the bench doesn't develop anyone. It really doesn't. And then you're not doing anything. You're sitting on the bench. If, you know, I was a utility infielder in the big league. So when I was on the bench, man, I really had to work hard to get my extra swings in, extra ground balls. I had to work twice as hard as the starter. So when I got that opportunity by Dusty Baker to put me in the game, I could be sharp through, number one, repetition.
And prove that you belong there.
Exactly. Right. And it helped my confidence, because I knew I worked so hard at it that I knew that I was prepared to go face, you know, Mitch Williams, you know, in late in the game, or go in as a defensive replacement and have that tough play that I had to make. That's just preparation. And kids don't have that mindset. They're not at it every day. Yeah. But, you know, getting those reps and being ready and being sharp. And I think the key word you said, not worrying, knowing that you're gonna play and that you're gonna be able to get your at-bats or you're gonna get your innings pitched, it just allows you to free up a little bit. And then, you know what? That really does prepare you for the summer too, because, you know, you didn't miss out on those games reps that I think are crucial. You got the umpire calling strikes, you got the adrenaline pumping, you got somebody in the opposite dugout with another uniform on, you're competing, going head to head. That goes a long way compared to the guy sitting on the bench, just looking at everything and not really getting that same stimulation, you know, mentally and physically. Yeah.
So I think that's a good point to end on. You know, again, it can be tough. It can, you know, JV can feel like a no man's land. But I think if you have a plan and understand what you need to do, you can still keep your college hopes alive.
All right, out there, glad you guys could join us again. We love talking to you. We love your feedback. So definitely hit us back out there. This is Coach Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source. We'll see you.